This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the National Agriculture Day Observance coming up March 14th. There's been all of this focus of attention on China, understandably, but some people are saying, what about Japan? They're a huge ag customer. I'll talk about it after this. I'm Max Armstrong, and I'm honored to tell you about Ag Day 2019. The Agriculture Council of America proudly celebrates the wholesome contributions of our country's farms and farm families each March on National Agriculture Day. We celebrate because agriculture is at the heart of our country's health and prosperity. It's our backbone, the fabric and fuel of American ingenuity. Quite simply, it's food for life. The Agriculture Council of America and our esteemed industry partners invite you to celebrate National Agriculture Day on March 14th, 2019. You can find ideas for planning your own Ag Day events on the National Ag Day website. That's agday.org. We invite you to join us as we pay tribute to the wholesome contributions of America's farmers. Agriculture. Food for life. You bet all of the talk has been about getting a trade agreement in place with China, but some farmers are saying, all right, what about Japan? The Canadians, the Australians, the European Union, all have new trade deals with Japan, and we don't. And that could give our rivals an edge on prices with a customer that has been a very fine agriculture importer for the United States over the years. The Bloomberg News Service quoted Bill Flory, who sends about a quarter of the wheat he grows in Idaho to Japan, a country so key to Bill that he's visited that country 3 times in 5 years. And he says we'll probably eventually get a deal with Japan, but he's concerned about what happens between now and then. Bill Flory says the Trump administration is indeed laser-focused on the trade talks with China, but that risks the 50% market share now controlled by the American wheat supplies in Japan. Bill Flory, farmer in Idaho, says how much market share will we lose until these trade issues are settled? He told the Bloomberg News Service, "My biggest fear is we lose market share not because of quality, but because of lack of trade negotiations being settled." The chief executive officer of CoBank, the lender to the agriculture industry, Tom Halverson, says our competitive position is right now starting to be whittled away. And, as Tom put it, we need to address that with deliberate speed. He says we've built up our market share in Japan over decades. And, in his words, it would be profoundly unhelpful to the rural economy and to the agricultural economy to see those relationships and that market access start to atrophy. I'll be back after this.